in San Diego, California.
Which plant was that?
San Diego?
Yeah, I mean, which aircraft plant was it?
Consolidated.
Oh, Consolidated.
Mm-hmm. They build the B-24s, and I was in the seaplane section building
PBYs
and PB-2I3s, which is a four engine.
Yeah.
I made those into Admiral's flagships.
How long were you working for them?
42 and a half years.
About 41 or 42?
40. All of 41, all of 42, and half of 43.
Oh, okay. When did you enlist or were you drafted?
I enlisted and for pilot training.
Okay. U.S. Army Air Force,
eh? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where did you enlist at?
Long Beach, California.
Okay, where did they take you for training?
First, for basic training, I went to Shepherd Field, Texas.
Oh, Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
That's Wichita Falls, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. How long were you there?
About 2 months.
Okay. And that was just ground training or?
Basic training.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was, what, 2 months, huh?
Just 2 months.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, where'd they send you then?
Down to a college.
Pre-flight
college, Southwest Texas State Teachers College.
Texas State. One of the contract jobs, huh?
Yeah. San Marcos, Texas.
Oh, San Marcos. Yeah. Oh, okay. And that was pre-flight.
That was a CTD, College Training Detachment.
Oh, okay. How long were you there?
Until January, so that's only about 4 months.
That was January of 44?
Right, 44.
Then where'd they send you?
SAC, S-A-A-C-C, San Antonio Aviation Cadet Center.
Aviation Cadet Center.
I think that's where Lackland Field is now.
Lackland. Mm-hmm. Okay. How long were you there?
Until, I think it was in May.
May of 44.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where'd they send you to flight training?
I went to a little airfield in Stamford, Texas. S-T-A-M-F-O-R-D.
Stamford, Texas. On the airfield.
For primary flight training.
All right. How long was that?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. And that was, what kind of aircraft were you flying then?
Just
VT-13?
Single engine PT-19.
Oh, the old little PT-19s.
Yeah, it was open cockpit.
Nice little plane.
But then they made a PT-26 out of it, and they put a canopy over it. But I flew the PT-19s.
The 19s. Okay, then where'd they send you after primary?
To basic training in Garden City, Kansas.
Garden City, Kansas. Basic flight training.
Right.
Okay. How long were you there?
15 weeks.
Okay. And what'd you fly there?
A BT-13.
Oh, the BT-13.
Okay. Let's see, I'm trying to think of the name. It was called a Volte Vibrator, but...
I know what you mean. That's what my buddies call it, multi-vibrate. Okay.
There's a better name for it, but I can't think of it right now.
I know. Okay, then where'd they send you?
To advanced flight training. ALO ALOE Air Base in Victoria, Texas.
Victoria, Texas, okay. All right. How long were you there?
I was there about 10, 12 weeks, I guess.
And what kind of aircraft did you fly there?
It's called an AT-6
at
that time, North American.
I flew those two.
Did you? They call them a T-6
after
those, later.
Okay, then when did you graduate?
February 1, 1945.
Okay. Then they made you a second Louis?
Yes.
Okay. Who were you assigned to then?
What was that?
Who were you assigned to then? Who did they send you then?
To Amarillo Army Air Base.
Flatter than a pancake there.
I took a lot of ground school and some more flight training.
Okay. What'd you fly there?
B-24s and B-17s.
Oh, B-17s. So you were a multi-engine pilot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And from there, I went to Denver.
To Denver.
Let's see.
Which is now
what's the name of that air base out there?
Not Langley.
Not Stapleton.
Yeah, it's Lowry.
Lowry, yeah. Air Base. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Flight engineer training in a B-24, in B-24s.
Mm-hmm. What model were you flying, the J's by then?
On the B-24s?
Yeah.
I don't know what model they were, but they were all equipped with a bunch of flight instruments.
Yeah.
Several people, a whole class, could get in one of those and fly. And
everything.
They were ultimately sending me to B-29s, but I had to go through this training.
Yeah. Okay. Training for B-29s.
Okay. And I was there until July, let's see.
July of 45?
I was there about 3 months.
Yeah. Okay. Then where did they send you?
They sent me to Roswell, New Mexico.
Okay.
And there I got in B-29s.
You trained on B-29s?
Mm-hmm.
What group, what outfit were you assigned to at this time?
I can't remember. Too long ago.
Okay.
But taking a continuation of flight engineering.
Okay.
And also a third pilot.
Okay.
That was till August.
August 45.
Okay, on the 1st of August, 1945, I had a 2 week leave, or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, I go to California and see some of my old friends and stuff. And I was hitchhiking rides in Army aircraft. And I, on the way from Los Angeles to San Francisco, the war with Japan ended August 14th, was it?
Yeah.
And I was on my way to Lincoln, Nebraska. A discharge center.
For discharge?
For discharge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there about 2 or 3 months before discharge, because a lot of the overseas pilots and so forth, they got back with a lot of points and they got to get out first. So I had to just wait my turn.
What'd they have you do? Just sit around and wait?
Sit around, but they gave us some flight time, you know, just for our flight pay.
What did you fly?
I think it was B-25s.
Oh, B-25 Mitchell's. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when were you discharged?
December 12, 1945.
What grade were you? What rank were you in?
Second lieutenant. See, that was only about.
You're still second.
Only there, in there for 9-10 months.
Yeah. Okay. So then, they said they recalled you for Korea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When were you recalled for Korea?
In February of 1951.
To Korea. They sent you to Korea or what?
No, from there I went to Great Falls Air Base. It's called Air Force Base now. And I flew C-54s as a co-pilot on regular runs to San Antonio for only a period of 5 weeks, awaiting overseas orders. And in July 51, I was sent to Japan.
Okay. Let me turn this over.
Jesus, you get a lot of writing for just me, a little second lieutenant.
Okay, they sent you to Japan. What'd they do in Japan?
Well, I went to, I got into, they sent me to a tow target squadron based in at Johnson Air Force Base, out of Tokyo.
Okay.
And then over to Yokota, which is only...
Yeah, I know that was stationed at Yokota.
Were you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I was only at Johnson for a month, but I was over at Yokota for about 6 months.
Okay, what outfit were you assigned to Yokota?
This is all B-26s. Douglas
yeah.
B-26s.
The only invaders.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, that's what they were called, invaders.
Invader?
Yeah.
Well, there was a B-26 in World War II.
Yeah, the Marauder.
Oh, was that the Marauder? It was a little smaller. But
yeah.
This B-26 was a wonderful airplane.
Okay, what outfit
we towed targets all over Japan and flew over into Korea and towed targets.
Korea. Where were we at in Korea?
Seoul.
Seoul.
We'd tow those targets over the beach and that beach when the tide was out. There are mud flats out there, 14, 15 miles. Just mud. Then the water would come in.
Yeah.
But we flew over those out there with guns emplaced on the shoreline, you know. So, in about January of 1952, I resigned my commission, still a second lieutenant, and came back to the U.S.
Okay.
Was discharged from Hamilton Air Force Base, north of San Francisco.
Yeah, I've been there too. Okay, discharged Hamilton Air Force Base, California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In February of
52.
Mm-hmm. So you see, I was in just a year in the Korean deal.
Oh, okay.
But I never did get a promotion. Either I was all set to get promotion, but I quit.
So the hell with it. Now you're self-employed, right?
I'm self. Went to school at Missoula and got a degree in geology. Got out in 1955. Went to work for Pure Oil Company for 7 years until 62. 5 years in Billings, 2 years in Casper. Pure Oil Company. And from 1962 to present, I have been in business for myself 31 years as a consulting geologist. Give you.
How old were you when they took you?
The first time?
Yeah, when they took you the first time.
Let's see, in 43? I was 22.
22 years old. Okay. That's all I've got, unless you've got anything else.
Nope. That's enough.